The end of Hanukkah has a lot of very important inyanim, halachically, ashkafically, obviously the mitzvahs of Birkas HaNeros, the Aniras Hallel, Anisim, the various themes connecting to Hanukkah, Hallel, Hodah, Chinuch, becoming renewed in Avodas Hashem, Torah Shebal Peh. I'd like to focus a particular inyan that comes out of the Svarim very much in terms of the Mahal Chavoda that Hanukkah should set us on, particular Midah. You know, the word Midah, which is a word that also means measure and means character traits, that's because every character trait has its place. It's not hard to find a Midah, if any, that doesn't have some application. We know there are generally things, midos tobos, midos ros. We know Chazal tell us that Kali Yisrael are known to be Rachmanim, Bashan, Gamli, Chasadim. Busha is the natural hallmark of the Kali Yisrael. The opposite of Busha is Azus, sense of chutzpah, brazenness. Something that we find in the Svarim, something interesting, is that Yavan represents the Midah of Azus. As Kanemer, Namer is known, the leopard is bold. The Greek Empire was compared in Daniel to a leopard. There's a certain sense of brazenness associated with Yavan, the way that they spread out over the world to basically indoctrinate the world with their ideology, trying to push it on everybody, especially in terms of the threat that they did to Kali Yisrael, religious persecution, without any inhibitions. But we also find that there's an aspect of Azus that's meant for us to grow from. I found this in a lot of different Svarim. I'll just give it over in the way that I saw it. The Avni Nezer, the father of the Shemesh Shmuel, so he's famous for the Tshuvas, but he also wrote Sifrei Machshav and Drush called Naos HaDesha. In two of his selections on Hanukkah, he talks about this particular inyan of the Midah of Azus that Yevanim have. The third of the beasts in Yaniel is the Namer, Hashem HaAzus. And he says that the Azus of Yavan was able to affect Timo Koshmanim Shebehechel. The Hechel represents what's inner, what's inside. It's the covered area of the Beis HaMikdash. But in the with everything that they did, there was one flask that was Chosamo Shel Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, one of the big kohuna. The tzitz, which is on the forehead, Hayal Metzach Aaron, the Gemara says is Machaper and Azus Metzach, which is that inyan, that Midah Ra of Azus. And that was the bitul of the Midah of Azus of the Yevanim. He says, why were the Kohanim the ones that were successful in overcoming Yavan? Because the pasuk says, V'al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh. The natural sense of not just impulsively, brazenly going a step over, trespassing, recognizing that this Kodesh HaKadoshim is a pnimius, and therefore, that was the schus of the Kohanim. That's what he writes in one place. But then in another place, he takes it a step further. The Gemara says, it's al derech ha-machshava. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the psilos and shmonim, the oils and the wicks that we don't use for Shabbos because it might not burn well, you may use for Hanukkah. He says, al derech Chassidus, it means like this, that even the fashos, even souls that don't have the proper tikkun for Shabbos can have a tikkun, find a tikkun on Hanukkah. What's the pshat? For a person to be zochet to Shabbos, they have to have hachana. Hachana of the week, hachana of Erev Shabbos, mishatach b'Erev Shabbos, yocha b'Shabbos. The midah of Yavan is Azus. They injected the Azus into Klal Yisrael. The victory over Yavan allowed us to co-opt the Midah of Azus and to channel it into Kedusha. that's called Azus de Kedusha. What does that mean? That means that a person says, I'm not really worthy, and maybe they're not. Who am I? How can I go to a place where giants have trodden? But a person can say, through the Koach of Hanukkah, I'm not afraid. I'll do what otherwise would be a breach of protocol. I'll step in. The shmanim, the wicks that can't work for Shabbos, because Shabbos requires achana. Shabbos requires going step by step by step, building yourself up. Hanukkah allows you to go, to jump over those steps. You didn't do achana. Who am I? Here I am. Here I am. Without the proper achana, without doing the normal steps of protocol, you can still create that spiritual elevation. And Chanukah is a sman of hiskarbus that doesn't always have to be built on the proper achana, the normal steps of protocol. That's what he writes very interestingly in the Ozdesh. Gedal Yeshur, in his Or Gedal Yahu, quotes the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Have you asked Kanemer? He goes on to say, other qualities, Lasur Tzanavicha Shabashamayim. So the Chedisha Rim, he quotes, said that the quality of the leopard is not necessarily the other aspects of the other animals. It's not per se the Gevura. It's not that he's not as mighty as a lion. He's not a Gibor, but he's an Azus. He has Azus. A person has to be able to say, if they fell, they slipped, they did things they shouldn't have done, they looked at things they shouldn't have looked at, you could say, but you know what? I am a Ben Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. I go back to holy stock. I don't have to look at myself as a nothing. I can jump over those steps. I'll do what always be Azus. Doesn't feel like it fits me. Azus the Kedusha. And then you get the Koach to be able to do it. That's a Yisod in Avodas Hashem. A person doesn't think that they can do something, they're not worthy, they did all these terrible averos, and so on and so forth. But sometimes you have to just say, Afo Bikain, I'm going to do it, because Baruch gives us Yad HaDishmaya. That was the Koach of the Chashmonoim. We would not have had a Nois Chanukah and a Nitzach and a Muchama if they would look at the situation based on Derech HaTeva. Rabin Biyad Ma'atim, right? They were vastly outnumbered. Who are we? That's it. Everyone was assimilated, even within the Jewish Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. There were many who were really the fifth column, and they were majority in some respects. And the spectrum, of course, but many were assimilated. And these were those few who said, Mila Shem Elai, and they stood out, and they stemmed the tide. And without their initiative, there would have never been the Neis Chanukah. But that was because they took the meat of Azus and they said, if not us, then nobody. That came to Siyata Dishmaya. They needed to take the initiative, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the bracha. That's the meat of Azus the Kedusha. On a personal level, this is what the Torah writes in the beginning of Yerachayim. He quotes this Mishnah, as Kanemer, and he explains it. Barichus, the Torah writes, Hischel ba'az kanemer, l'fishu klal gado ba'avoda sabore yisbarach. Klal gado. She'pa'amim adam chafetz lasus mitzvah, v'nimna milasosa mipnei b'nei adam hamaligin alav. You start doing something, you want to do something, and you hold back, because what is it going to look like for the others who don't understand it, and they're cynical? How can hizir, she'toyiz panacha k'negin hamaligin. You need azus to be able to stand up to the pressures. The altimna milasos hamitzvah, and he goes on. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos Chavches Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai l'tamidav. Yehi ratzon, he said on his deathbed. Yehi ratzon sh'teimor shamayim aleichem kemor bas v'dam. Your fear of Hashem should be that of the way you're inhibited by people. That's you should be guided by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chenu omer l'inyan habusha shapam adam isbayish b'nei adam yosef mashi isbayish b'nei habore. How can he hear? She toys mitzchacha k'negin amaligim, the low tevos. V'chinam adavid, v'adav melachim negin, v'adav b'edvasach negin melachim v'lo evos. David was a nirdav, he was a bereach, and he was machzik b'tarasso, he was low made, even though there were people who were looking at him and laughing and cynical. That's the tour at the beginning of Or HaChaim. There's a very wonderful sefer. I'm sure at some point you may have seen it. I've gone through it over the years, not recently, but quite an amazing sefer in the Piyeshnitz Rebbe. Among many svarim, he wrote Chovas HaTalmidim. He tries to create a feeling of ruchnius, of gishmak, of regesh, and avodas Hashem, chassidus, and mostly in other things. In his seventh perek, which is really a real sefer of hadracha to talmidim who are trying to develop. So this is a parak that's entitled Machas Shiflus Hamerume Utrufasa, the illness of this false shiflus. And then he goes on, he says, Isa B'Shulchan Aruch, this is based on the tour, we said, Lizbayish Mipnei B'nei Adam HaMarigin Alav, B'Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. He says, a big stumbling block for many people is a sense of busha. And you have other people on the outside who are constantly looking to second guess and to judge you. And therefore, you basically say, I can't do my own thing because I have to go with the crowd and follow the crowd. And therefore, it's a big problem. Oy va'voy l'ish kazeh, that gives up his own spirit, his nefesh, his guf, b'shus v'das anashim achirim nishkasim. Who says they have it right? And meanwhile, you've given up your own control about who you are. Machra ma'usahi habusha epnei ha'marigin alav. And it starts from immaturity, yaldus v'katnus. A child, when they're younger, really young, they don't really have their own confidence, they don't have their own intelligence, and you just measure yourself by what you see. You start copying this one, that one, and that's the way you are growing up when you're little. If I fit in with the crowd, then I'll be good, then I'll be liked. That's cool. And that becomes part of your personality, even if you get older. So, Shbachur Yisrael, Shmana Sakral Hazeh, in every respect, Imlotis Ameit Vitis Chazek, B'chol Kochacha Laharchik, L'sharish Mimcha, Kol Mida Roshtus, that you have from your childhood. That's a childhood type of a mentality. You have to be your own person. That's Azus de Kedusha. I just want to end with an interesting comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Avos. The Mishnah of Yehuda ben Tema that we quoted continues, as the Girsa has it in many Neschos. It's a question exactly where this should belong, but this is what it says. Huha Ya'omer, right after Yehuda ben Tema, he continues, and this is for sure a continuation, but then after that is a Shaila. Huha Ya'omer, Az Panim Legehinom, Voshes Panim Legan Eden. So Azus can lead to Gehenna, and Busha leads to Gan Eden. Okay, then it says as follows in the Nisach that we have. He wrote some of Fanacha Shem Alkenu. Basically, we say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Shibana Beis Hamikdash, or Shetivna Irchav, Meher of Yameinu, V'sein Chokenu V'sar V'sacha. So if this Yehiratzon is over here, the obvious question is, what's the connection to what precedes it? After mentioning the Inyan of Azkanemer, and then the opposite, that really Azus can be very bad, Azpan L'Gehenem, Yehiratzon V'Fanacha, Shetivna Irchav, Meher of Yameinu, V'sein Chokenu V'sar V'sacha. What's the Sheikhs? Kibbe Eger and Mishnais quotes from the Tshubas Radach, that the Hemshech is as follows. When it comes to Limud, and specifically Limud HaTorah, you have to have the Midah of Azus. V'lo ha-bayishan lamed. That's why the Maral explains that the Mahus of Yavan was Azus, Namer, because they represented wisdom. And wisdom means that you're constantly inquisitive, you're constantly going to push the envelope to understand more and more and more. Shyness won't allow you to assimilate knowledge. You have to constantly be able to ask questions and to be on top of whatever it is you're learning and your teachers and your rebbeim. So that's an asus that you need to have in order to learn. But there is a certain asus that l'maisa you're employing for proper purpose. So it says in the Eger, B'Shem D'Radach, l'asid gavo, when Mashiach comes, the world will be filled with knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we won't even need Azus for Torah either. And therefore, it starts by saying, Az Panim LeGehenem. But then again, by Torah, you need Azus. He writes from Mufanacha, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, Shetivna Ircha, V'Tashavodas Beis HaMikdash Gom Koma, and the Aziz Batel Azus Mikol Bakol, and then we won't even have to rely on the Azus Mikedusha. But meanwhile, we're without Mashiach. If we have to take the Midah of Azus and channel it in the right direction, and we can hopefully jump over steps and loops that we would otherwise have had to think about to go through normal protocols. But dafka, if we just allow ourselves to co-opt the midah v'azus the kedusha, we can be zochet to tremendous madregos in Yad Hashem through the koach of Chanukah.